if you haven't gotten to a point where you feel fulfilled, where you feel confident, where you're not comparing yourselves to others, you will not feel as satisfied as you think when you either hit that salary goal in your career, or if you look at the health and fitness side of things, if you hit your goal weight or your body fat percentage weight. Welcome back. I hope you are all having a great week. I'm really pumped to talk about today's topic because I think it's something that's really near and dear to me. I feel like I say that about like every single topic we talk about because I really do love talking about all of the things we talk about on this podcast. But seriously, this is super important to me. It's personal. It's important, I think, for everyone. And honestly, I feel like it's something that a lot of us struggle with. And I want to talk about comparing yourself to others and kind of how that relates to self-confidence, how that relates to your health and fitness routine, and just your life in general. All of these things kind of spill into each other. So it's important to kind of talk about or to speak on all of them, I guess. But yeah, I'm just excited to talk about it because I really do feel like there's so many aspects to it. I do feel like I do talk a lot about social media, but again, it's a really big part of people's lives these days. And I know a lot of us use like Fitspos or fitness influencers to base our fitness goals off of. And we gather workout ideas and meal ideas and whatever from Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, whatever it is that we're using. And we see people doing these fun and upbeat videos or taking these pictures, and we see so much and we get so much information from social media that it's crazy. I mean, it's a lot of our main sources of news. I know it's my main source of news. I couldn't even tell you the last time I turned on my TV and watched the news. I don't even have cable, so it's not even possible for me. But really, it allows you to do a lot of things, and I think it's kind of a double-edged sword. A part of it's amazing because it allows you to get information out there quickly. It allows you to consume information quickly and communicate with the masses. It gives you ideas that you may have not had otherwise and maybe sparks some creativity in you. But on the other hand, it's constant information. It's, oh, if only I looked like that, or if only I had their talent, if only I had this many followers or got this many likes. And I think the most important thing to remember is at the end of the day, none of it's real. It's not an accurate representation of anybody's life. But because we have all this information so easily available, we spend a lot more time comparing ourselves to others than I think ever before. There are people out there specifically who alter their body to look more like the ideal, quote unquote, Instagram model. And I watched this video a while back, and this girl did a whole bunch of research on what the average Instagram model looked like, and it was really strikingly similar. And I feel like I don't even really have to go into detail with what exactly this looks like because I feel like so many people already know. But just to summarize, generally speaking, it's a curvy woman with a flat stomach and full lips, which is fine. There is nothing wrong with that. But what we don't remember is that a lot of people don't naturally look like that. Especially these days, there are a lot of lip fillers, there's Botox, there are implants, and there's Photoshop. So there are a million things out there that exist to make you look different if you want to on social media. And let me make it clear that I'm not hating on that. I think you need to do what makes you happy. You need to do what makes you feel more confident and what makes you feel good about yourself. But I'm just saying, don't beat yourself up and compare yourself to other people when you don't really fully know what's going on there and the picture isn't fully explained. So I think a lot of the Fitspos that we do see really aren't that healthy or maintainable. And I'm not talking about things that you do to alter your body anymore, But more so when you see these influencers with these insane abs or extremely lean physiques, and the amount of work that they put into that is truly unreal. These people end up eating way less calories than they need, their hormones can get all out of whack, their bodies can be malnourished, and they're stuck in this endless cycle because a lot of people, I think, feel like their career rides on them maintaining that certain physique. A lot of people, I think, expect their trainers or their fitness inspirations to look a certain way. And while that is true, you do need to put a healthy lifestyle out there or show that you maintain a healthy lifestyle. Otherwise, it's like, why would I listen to you if you're not doing what you're telling me to do? If you're not practicing what you're preaching, then it doesn't make sense for me to work with you. So I get it that people get stuck in these really vicious cycles when you work in the fitness world, or if you're a fitness influencer or whatever. Now, I understand that this isn't all extremely lean people. I'm sure there's some people out there that don't feel this way. But specifically, if you look at the bodybuilding community, for example, many of them really struggle to maintain a healthy relationship with food and a healthy relationship with their view of their bodies after they compete. They're so used to seeing their body look absolutely shredded, and it's really hard to see yourself put weight back on, and you will put weight back on, and you will put body fat back on very quickly. And now I'm just speaking from what I've heard from people who have competed and just from working in the fitness industry in general. I've never personally competed, and I won't ever do it, really just because of everything I just said. As far as social media goes, though, that I am speaking from personal experience, because it did take me a really long time to get past this, and it took me really educating myself about fitness and nutrition and really being self-aware to not do this as much anymore, to not compare myself. And, you know, when I started to learn more about fitness and nutrition, it was just empowering to me. You know, knowledge is power. But seriously, it changed my perspective on everything, because my whole life I had this yo-yo thing going on where I would gain weight and lose weight and go back and forth. And I know I've talked about this before in other episodes, but I would get super strict and I would lose 20 to 25 pounds. And then I would gain that back and then some more. And that was for my whole entire life. And when I got in these motivated stages, I would look to these people, these fitness influencers or people on magazines or whoever, to lose weight. I would aim to look like them, and that would be my goal. And it wasn't until I really started to have a reason to be healthy other than external reason that I really started to develop a new relationship with fitness and nutrition. Fitness became a major source of stress relief for me, and I feel like it does that for a lot of other people. And for me, it wasn't then about losing weight, it was about clearing my head and just feeling strong in general. And honestly, nutrition just kind of followed for me, and I know that doesn't happen with everybody, but I was putting in a lot of work at the gym, and when you put in all that work in the gym, you want to fuel your body properly for your workouts. And then after a while, I started to notice when I did alter my diet, I felt a lot better. So for me personally, it was just about viewing my health through a different light. It had nothing to do with my appearance. And I think that we can spend our whole lives comparing ourselves to others if we want to. Whether it be comparing ourselves to maybe a younger version and probably smaller or skinnier version of ourselves or somebody else. But do you want to spend your whole life, you let 10 years go by and you look back on pictures of yourself maybe in your 20s and you say, oh, I wish I looked like I did when I was 20. But when you were 20, you didn't appreciate your body then either. Love it the way that you should, and you didn't embrace it for what it is. So I think it's really easy to do this and to kind of get caught in this cycle. And then when you're 40, you're like, oh, I wish I looked like I did when I was 30, and so on and so on. But our body ages, and that's not a bad thing. You've been through things, you gained wisdom and life experience since then. So comparing yourself to a version of you 20 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever. It just doesn't make sense. You just want to embrace yourself and embrace your body with where it's at, because it is strong. It is getting you through all of these life experiences, and that is what is important. But comparing yourself doesn't just have to be through health and fitness. It can be through really anything. It can be through your career, how much money you make, what kind of car you drive, so on and so on. But again, these are all materialistic and external things. Success and happiness is not defined by these things. It's defined by your ability to wake up every day and do what you love, to live it every day to the fullest, and not just to kind of walk through the motions. I think that's what ends up happening to a lot of people. So you kind of just go through your day, like you go to school to get a, I don't know, we'll just say a degree in accounting, and then you start your career in accounting. You don't really like your day-to-day. It's kind of mundane. You're doing the same thing over and over again. You're sitting at a desk all day. And if that's your thing, hey, that's your thing. But I think for a lot of people, it's not. But they do that because they make a certain amount of money. If they keep doing it, by the time they're 30, they'll make, you know, a certain amount of money or whatever it is. And so they just kind of walk through the motions because that's what you're supposed to do. But I guarantee if you haven't worked all of these internal things out, if you haven't gotten to a point where you feel fulfilled, where you feel confident, where you're not comparing yourselves to others, you will not feel as satisfied as you think when you either hit that salary goal in your career, or if you look at the health and fitness side of things, if you hit your goal weight or your body fat percentage weight. If you haven't worked all of these things out, in the back of your head, there's going to be this little voice telling you, yeah, but I'm still not happy. So what's the problem here? Truly, I think the first step to changing this and to stop comparing yourself to other people is just changing your perspective. You have to have a why that's intrinsic. The key to sustainability is having a why, and having a why that's not related at all to how you look or what you have. Being self-aware and educating yourself will go such a long way in your journey. Your body is always going to look different from the next person's, but that's the beauty of it. Be unique, embrace who you are, and I feel like this has been a very therapeutic episode. I feel like I've been like up on a high horse here kind of preaching, and that's not my purpose, but with this episode, I've been here before. It's still something that's a work in progress for me, and I'm not a therapist. I've said that like a million times before, and I'll say it again, but this is just my experience both personally and professionally. So thank you for listening. I do hope this was helpful and informative to you. I think we live in a time where comparing ourselves is so easy to do because you can practically see what anybody and everybody is doing all the time. But there are ways to stop doing it as much. Thanks again, guys. That is it for today. I hope you have an awesome day, and I'll talk to you later.